Yeah, absolutely. I think dereliction is a scourge on the face of our towns and villages across the county. It affects the economic or the economy of towns and villages. It also affects the lack of housing available there, and it also affects the visual amenity of our towns and villages as well as community vitality. So it's a very serious issue. What we have seen is some success with properties being brought back into use with the vacant homes and dereliction grants under the Croí Cónaithe scheme. But what we see is that since that scheme was broadened, only a third of properties brought back in under that Croí Cónaithe scheme are actually based in towns and villages. Two-thirds, just over two-thirds of them, are actually out in the countryside. So what we need to see is the County Council using their full arsenal, if you like, to tackle dereliction and vacancy in our towns and villages.
Last week, the government announced the Above the Shop grant scheme, which would probably target more densely populated areas like towns and villages. Would this be more of the action that you'd like to see being done by the council?
Yeah, look, I think that what we have seen is an awful lot of carrot in terms of grants that are being made available to property owners who own vacant and derelict properties in towns and villages. But what we need to see when they are not being taken up is, quite frankly, more stick. And we need to see property owners hit in the pocket when it comes to these properties, because it's unacceptable that these should be left sitting idle. We're in the midst of a housing crisis. There's an awful lot of important work going on with regards to regeneration by Donegal County Council across the county, and we need to see these properties tackled. There's an awful lot of options out there with the grants that are available, and we have seen a lot of properties being reactivated either through sale or through renovation, particularly in Letterkenny, because of a concerted effort there by Donegal County Council. And what I would like to see is that same approach being used of the carrot and the stick across more towns and villages in Donegal.
Yeah, because tackling dereliction, you know, the property owner is so important, but if, say, they couldn't be found or they're not engaging, the council take the property?
Yeah, well, that's an option. CPO is an option, whether it's to contribute to housing stock or to resell it on and reactivate the property wholesale. So there's a number of options available. But one of the things that I think is very key here is at Donegal and the Derelict Sites Register, we are one of the biggest laggards in the country when it comes to this. There's only 11 properties on the Derelict Sites Register in Donegal. And when you compare that to Mayo, to Monaghan, to Galway, you're talking about between 180 and 220 properties in each of those counties. Even County Sligo has four times what we have, because they have 45 properties on theirs. So we're clearly not utilising currently everything that we can in order to tackle dereliction in our towns and villages.